Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. And Kim, prices have recovered from the past couple of weeks. What's going on?
Well, I think there's good news in the market. We did recover most of our losses that we saw two or three weeks ago. I think the real good news is that our forward contract basis for harvest delivered wheat in 17 increased about 9 cents this last week. Now, the lower end of that bracket, you know, the basis range was from a minus $1.07 to a minus 80 cents. That minus 80 helped pretty good. It now went to minus 77, but that upper level went down to 102, and our average, you know, our midpoint in that went down about 9 cents. And so I think that's good news as we're looking at harvest. That base is coming down. You know, I talked that if we had test weight and protein, that might be down around a minus 70, pick up another 20 cents on that.
Let's talk about the latest supply and demand report and whether you've seen any surprises this time.
Well, it came out Thursday. I don't think there was any surprises. I think there was a bit of good news in there. They lowered U.S. Wheat ending stocks about 50 million bushels, but it's still at 1,139,000,000 bushels. The world, they lowered it 116 million bushels. So anytime it can go down, even if the world's still at 9.2 billion, still a record, less is still better. You look at corn, they lowered the ending stocks on corn a little bit. That was expected. And so I think, minor surprise, but not much.
Before we talk about the 17-18 supply and demand in the marketing year, let's talk about what's going on in Oklahoma. We're in first hollow stem time. What's going on with producers and some of the decisions they're making these next few weeks?
Well, it's like we talked about over the last month or so. I believe there's going to be a higher percentage of our planted wheat acres that's either going to be grazed out, that's going to be baled, or it's going to be turned under and go to the summer crops. On the average, we harvest about 70% of planted acres. I'm talking to cattlemen. They're keeping those stockers out on the wheat right now. And so I think that supports our idea that we won't harvest 70% of those 70 of those planted acres. It'll be less than that.
And then in terms of the 17-18 marketing year and supply and demand, what's all going on?
Now, USDA will come out with some numbers on February the 23rd. That'll be the first real estimates. I've looked at and put a pencil to part of that. You look at all wheat production, about 27 billion bushels in 15, 27.2 in 16. I've got it 26.7 billion bushels for the world right now. And our ending stocks on the world for 17-18 lowered consumption a little bit. I've got ending stocks staying about the same as they are this year, about 9 to 9.2. Looking at the United States on that, I've got the production for this year for 17 at 1.8 billion bushels. Now, you can compare that to 2.3 last year, 2.1 in 15-16, 2 billion in 14-15. You look at ending stocks, I'd see them coming in about 900 million this next year, down slightly, and I think that's good news. Even to lower world ending stocks, lower U.S. ending stocks, 900 million versus 1,139,000,000, you know, you've got a significant, we're getting below that billion bushel level, and I see prices, I've got right now at 475 for our average U.S. price. The Oklahoma price has been running about 50 cents less than that, but I think, you know, if these numbers come to fruition, I believe we could see $5 wheat next year on the U.S. average price. Oklahoma's slightly less than that.
Okay, Kim, thanks for running all those numbers. We'll see you soon.